We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
On the planet. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to Business Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
James Curley, the CEO of Levi's, has some great advice for aspiring entrepreneurs.
I think one is understanding it's not about one person. It's not about just a leader. I think that a leader can set vision, it can set tone, it can set conditions for success by bringing like-minded, but also not just like-minded, but people who bring something to the equation that you don't. So the first one is true diversity in your leadership team in all senses of the world, through experience, through diversity, and all of the dynamics that come with that. Second, I think it's important to be aggressively patient, as I mentioned earlier. There are some moments when you just know what needs to get done and you have to get it done. There are other times when you just have to be patient with it and know that the timing is going to actually be in your favor by waiting a little bit. So second is being aggressively patient. And the third, I think, is this confuses people, but I think it's in today's world, it's okay to not take yourself too seriously, but take what you do really seriously. And I think that confuses people. And certainly we hear about millennials and different dynamics of generations and how you need to approach them. But if the common denominator is we actually put diverse set of individuals and leadership together, we work in an aggressively patient way, and we make sure that we have a little fun along the journey, but we're serious about what we do with our brand and our business, those are pretty decent ingredients for success.
Some great tips from James. Now we're going to talk about leadership. Joining me as an insider is Joel Milne. He's a serial entrepreneur and investor. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
So I'm curious, when it comes to being a leader, there's always the topic of management as well. So do you have a, you know, clear distinction between the difference between being a leader and a manager?
Well, I think great managers are leaders, but not necessarily the opposite, right? So I think a leader is going to, set by example, is going to inspire the people that work for them. And, I think a manager can have a much broader scale than that.
Managers and leaders, when it comes to corporations, both play a role in making sure that the company culture is amazing.
Yeah.
So how important is company culture? I think it's one of the most discussed, undervalued topics when it comes to business.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking to like the billionaires, like, CEO of Zappos or CEO of Levi's in this case. So how important is company culture? And do you have some practical tips to expand on?
Sure. I mean, I think company culture is critical. I think you want to really think about that early on, because I find that once it gets set, or once you hire those first handful of employees, whatever it is, it's really hard to change. You mentioned Zappos, that's a great example. I mean, they're at the forefront of it, but the current change that they're going through is really hard. I mean, it's phenomenal what they're doing. I think taking that back, you want to really set that up front. And so you want to hire the people that fit into that culture and make sure that they value that and whatnot. So
how do you ultimately go about setting culture for your organization? I don't think a lot of companies actually know how to create great culture.
Yeah. I mean, it starts with values, right? Sitting down, there's all kinds of fluffy exercises that, a lot of people don't do. Fluffy is the wrong word, but there's all kinds of exercises that, you can go through to set your values, set your mission statement, lay out, put it in paper, figure out what you stand for, what kind of company you want to have, right? I mean, if you're an entrepreneur, you can have pretty much whatever kind of company you want, anything from a sweatshop to a place that people love coming to every day. And so, you know, is that valuable for your business? Is that, is, you know, great employees strategically important? You know, it all depends on your business.
I consult with a lot of small businesses, and I don't see a lot of organizations actually have company values, and then they don't make their employees know them, obviously, because they don't even have company values mapped out. So how important are company values? And when you do have them set in your organization, how consistently should you make sure that your employees are in alignment with that?
Well, you know, it's super important. And I think that from the day that you interview somebody all the way through each, you know, whether you do quarterly reviews or annual reviews, hopefully no more than annual, you're, you know, aligning on that. And yeah, you can't really communicate them if you haven't written them down and actually haven't, you know, formalized them, right? So you kind of got to go through that process. And I think it's, you know, I think it's critical. And I think that, you know, it's been a challenge over the years. Most companies, you know, their mission statement is make money. Right. The ones who haven't written it down, you know, the de facto mission statement is we just want to be here to make money. And if you don't define it, that's what it's going to be. And that's how your employees are going to treat it. Right. If I can make more money over at this job, I'm going to switch over to this job. And so I think having a greater mission is the starting step towards aligning on that culture and values.
Something that one of our guests shared on the show is what they do in their organization. And I loved it is they have every single employee, even from top down to the bottom, they have every single person write anonymous reviews about every single person in the company for the smaller ones, not like the huge ones, right? For the small organizations, each person writes a review on everybody in regards to, are they acting in congruency and alignment with the values? What do you think about that? Do you think that's a good exercise?
I mean, I think, look, it's a great exercise if you can logistically and implement something like that, right? That doesn't really scale. So
you could do it in segmentations of,
You know, we've often implemented these three 360 review software. So you review up, you review down. And I think that's really helpful in the organization. There's so many good tools out there for really inexpensive prices that allow you to implement these HR, you know, reviews and culture, you know, assessments. And so I think whether you're an organization of five people or you're, you know, thousands of people, there's so many, you know, great products out there to do these kind of things.
What are some great qualities of leaders? We're talking about leadership right now. Yeah. So I'm curious, what do you think are some great qualities?
You know, I think leaders should be inspirational, but yet, reachable or attainable. So, you know, I like to have relationships with all the people I work with, right? I like to go to lunch with people. I like to go to coffee with people. I like to see them outside the office. And I think that being, you know, I don't want to say you need to be friends with all your employees, right? You don't. And that's probably,
you got to draw the line somewhere.
You got to draw the line somewhere. But I think that you'd want, I want people I work with to say, I'd like to go have a beer with that person or, you know, play a board game or whatever.
So what are some great qualities about yourself that make you a good leader?
I'm probably not qualified to answer that question, but
you should be.
You know, I like to think that you know, when the work is tough, I join them for the work, but I also, you know, I treat people with respect and I don't yell at people. You know, I get angry on occasion. Everyone does, but I'm not a slave master, and I'm a very, what's the opposite of micromanager? Non-micromanager.
That's it. It works for me.
I don't micromanage people. That's not my style at all. I like to bring in really good people and let them take ownership of things and, you know, do my work and let them do their work. And, you know, I'll coach them. I'll give ideas and I'll give thoughts, but if it's not working, then I'm not going to go in and micromanage. I'm going to have to, you know, if it's not a fit, it's not a fit. So that's my
style. I know you have a great background when it comes to building awesome tech teams. So what are some practical tips for somebody who is in the tech space or in really any business at all that's going to work for them to hire incredible, I call them 4-minute milers, A-list players on your team?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, it's the bad news is it's probably one of the toughest times in the last, you know, in history or if not, you know, last 20 years to hire good tech people right now. So
why is that?
If there was a silver bullet, somebody, you know, I'd love to hear it. The reason is because there's no, you know, we've had many years of economic growth. We've had an incredible amount of venture capital come in and companies started over the last 5 years. And we have a shortage of engineers in this country, and we have an immigration system that's very difficult to bring people in, right?
Becoming a leader is not something that happens overnight. And I know your journey started when you were fresh out of college, right?
Yes.
So how did you ultimately develop yourself into becoming a leader?
I think it's definitely modeling other great leaders is fine, but everyone, I think, has to find their own style, right? And so I would encourage, being a leader is about having good relationships, right? It's not about being the smartest person in the room. It's not about having the best idea. It's about having high EQ, right? So if I were to...
How important is emotional intelligence? I'm glad you brought that up. It's the one thing we have to control all the time is our emotions, or otherwise it's going to ultimately influence and impact how we think, feel, and behave. It can ruin relationships, impact business dramatically. So emotional intelligence is huge.
Yeah. So, I think you're probably better off going to see a therapist to become a leader reading quotes by Warren Buffett, right? I say that in jest, but I think working on self-awareness and self-improvement in your relationships, whether that's, with your employees, with your partners, will go a long way in all aspects of your life, and particularly is becoming a leader.
So emotional intelligence, you got to become your own and integrate your own style in there, but ultimately follow some great leaders to learn how to become one. But of course, you got to be unique, put your own twist on it.
I think so. Yeah.
I love that. Appreciate you for coming on the show, Joel.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations, records from a legal situation, or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538 or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right, it is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteeRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content. We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Siobhan Moran. She's the president and CEO of Energetic Solutions. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
I'm excited.
I'm excited as well.
I've been watching the show a while.
Especially since we're friends.
I know, right?
It makes this fun.
It totally does.
So what is Energetic Solutions? What is your company?
So it's designed to take business principles and softer, subtle principles into mindset, business building, strategy, technology, technique, all of the different things that it requires business sales, all those things, and bring them into one whole. Because generally what happens is, you know, I mean, think about this. Like when you go to school, you go to math and then you go to science and so on and so forth. And nobody at the end says, well, here's your bow, other than you get a great big, you know, diploma.
They're all separate things.
They're all separate. And so in our company at Energetic Solutions, we bring them all together. Okay. So it really helps people have a higher trajectory more easily.
So I've been to your events before, which are amazing. And some of the things that you try to teach people, kind of what you were just saying here is, you know, the woo-woo, the energy stuff. Some people most commonly would know of like a Deepak Chopra who talks about mind, body, and spirit and how everything is energy and vibrations and law of attraction. You take that and go even deeper with it, but you teach people how to overcome kind of like the woo-woo stuff and understand how this is real. There's science that backs this stuff. And here's how it's either been impacting your life and you're not even aware of it. And here's how now that you can first increase your awareness around it, how you can actually take this and integrate it into your life and benefit from it financially and so many other ways. So do you want to talk about what some of those woo-woo things are about the energy?
Totally. So here's something. The first thing that comes to my mind is most people don't know their numbers.
What do you mean by numbers?
Like, do you know how much is in your bank account at all times? Right? Do you know how to find somebody who's going to help you know how much is in your bank account, right? So really, we just go on a hope and a prayer. And particularly whenever you get off into your own business, you know, you got your idea, you're going for it, and people are going to start paying you.
Or you haven't been knocked down yet.
Yeah, you get your first client, it's like, yay! And then you realize you got to pay rent. And then you realize that you probably want to do this again, and you don't have a system. And the beginning of everything, even in the universe, is numbers, ones and zeros, right?
Because so you're a programmer.
I'm a programmer, right?
ones and zeros.
We start at prime numbers. And you take that back to that principle and say, okay, how does that apply to where I am in my body, my brain, my life, and my business? If you can't pay your rent or you're meditating on a problem, you're going to have more problems. How does that apply to the numbers that are in your bank account? So I take all of those very esoteric, you know, Einstein said this and Deepak Chopra said this and Steve Jobs said this and I bring them all together. So what occurs is it really flows in the business. So numbers is one. The other thing is we tend to have the concept from coming from the industrial age, harder work gets more results. Yeah. And that's going to burn us out. That was my story.
And it is true to a level, right? It's like the harder I work, the luckier I get. But I always just want to find the way to hack it and get the shortcut.
I'm totally a hacker.
And, you know, some people would think, I think a lot of the times too, as growing up, we've been conditioned that, you know, taking the shortcut is a bad thing and
don't break the rules.
And if you're not a hard worker, then you're just trying to skate by and that's not a good thing. Yeah. So I mean, screw that. I've studied it enough where it's like, it's about working smart. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. And I think the hardest workers are people that do manual labor. So don't try to make the hard work thing as a comparison because, you know, you can grind 18 hours, but if your hands at the end of the day don't have calluses on them, maybe you didn't really work that hard.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I think it's all about working smart. And I love how you take that and integrate that into the business teachings.
Well, there's one thing that happens with every single person. You said it earlier, a bump in the road or everything's going great. And then you don't, you know,
one of those
and then
seasons.
you have those moments, right? Yeah. And then you end up getting in this place I called Poopyville. Yeah. You've heard me say that. And Poopyville is when things just really suck. And what do you do? And it's like people say, oh, let it go. Just get over it. That doesn't work. And as many times as people have said that to you, it's never going to change.
Yeah.
And so I have all of these hacks to get you back into your flow state. And flow state is exactly where we're meant to be.
So I want to talk about flow state because I don't think a lot of people know how to, even if they know what it is, they don't know how to get into
it.
CEO of Energetic Solutions, Siobhan Moran, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. So flow state is what we were just talking about. Yeah. Some people know about it. Like, you know, you get into flow state, you watch professional athletes, they get into a flow state and that's when they start making all the shots. Or you get into a flow state on stage when you start speaking after the first 2 or 3 minutes of being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Then you get into a flow state or an interview. I always like to skip ahead on stage or skip ahead on interviews because that's when the people get into a flow state.
Totally.
So how do people get into flow state?
Yeah, first of all, most times we're circling outside of our body. So that sounds really a little kind of out there, but we're really worried about what's next rather than what's now.
Okay.
And whenever we're worried about what's now, whenever we're here with what's now, we're actually grounded and anchored. It's, imagine you're standing out on the grass with your feet and your toes standing on the grass. And what happens is that grounds you into the earth. And it's like a grounding plug of electricity.
Yeah.
So you're anchored in. And then what happens is you can start getting into flow state. And every time you're out of flow state is when your squirrel, Facebook, you know, this.
So they're focused on what's next instead of what's happening now. Back
exactly.
to kind of like people always hear, you know, practice being more present. So first to get grounded and get into flow state, you have to be present.
You have to be really anchored in the moment.
How did you even get into this? Take me back to the beginning of your story.
Oh my God.
What led you into, you know, from programming into spiritual development into business coaching? How did your journey take you to where you are?
First business, 11 years old. I was mowing lawns because I wanted a blouse that my parents wouldn't pay for. Not that they couldn't afford it. They just said they wouldn't.
It's either a blouse or a bike or a toy
something. It's a something, right? And so I went and, you know, I'm a little girl mowing lawns and I picked the biggest lawn because I wanted the most amount of money. I wanted that blouse in five mows is really the way I thought about it. That's how I thought about it. So that was the first one.
Launch me ahead, get it going then, to like college.
Yeah,
after.
Yeah. So was a programmer at 14 because my mom wanted me to be a programmer. I wanted to be a model. My mom wanted me to be a programmer, right?
Two completely different spectrums.
Totally different things. And I loved it. I was really good at it. They accelerated me through school, did that in college. And I had this other thing that I wanted to do, which was art. So left brain, right brain. And I didn't know until recently that those really were synchronistic. And so then, you know, fast forward, wanted to live in California, made that happen. First moved out here. And the first company I go to work for, coolest entrepreneurs ever, right?
It's what was that?
It's not like I ever wanted to be an entrepreneur. It's just, they were amazing. Yeah. The guy who invented the under-desk keyboard drawers and the articulating arms. They were the first inventors of that. Yeah, I've been doing this since I was 12. And
that's what really excited you about the possibility of entrepreneurship?
I just watched what happened. I mean, there was 12 of us. There were a little few of us, and we had this giant building. We were going to fill it, and we were going to sell it. And this was the whole mission the whole time around. So we get into this and I'm doing marketing, I'm doing sales, I'm doing customer service, I'm doing computer programming, I'm doing imaging, I'm doing writing. And I was like, this is what I want to do. This is important.
I love that. So that was kind of like the spark that happened, which I always like to find out, you know, what was the spark that triggered you to want to be an entrepreneur? We'll be right back with Siobhan Moran. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And
if you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
A promise was made, a promise that hit the beaches of Normandy, a vow that captured Iwo Jima, a contract that weathered Tet, a pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq, an IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earn. For help, visit DAV.org.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Siobhan Moran. She's the president and CEO of Energetic Solutions. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Excited to be here.
So give us a quick recap.
Who are you and what do you do?
Like I said, Siobhan Moran, Energetic Solutions. I take ideas and concepts of ideas and help them be profitable so they can either exit or stay in profit and grow. So unstuck and unwound into super success.
So a lot of people struggle with that stuff.
Yeah.
What are like maybe the top problems people come to you with? Or maybe they come to you having a problem, they don't even know what it is. Kind of like, you know there's a problem with the pipes, you just don't know which pipe to fix. The plumber does. So for you, you come into these businesses and you help people not only with issues in their business, but sometimes, or a lot of the times, issues that's happening in their personal life and whatever those different areas may be that go into affecting their business. So what are some of the common problems people have?
Not wanting to address a problem. Really, they want to put their head in the sand. And a story comes to my mind where a guy who was an inventor of some little special knife, and he was about to lose his company, a bunch
like
of lawsuits.
A little Swiss Army knife?
Yeah, kind of like cool. I don't know. It's like every business needs it, apparently. So it's
of course,
like one of those.
Says him, right?
Well, no, actually,
it really does.
And he was actually going to have his patent taken away by some other big behemoth. And his whole stuck point was he hated sales. He did not want to have anything to do with sales. So he hired a guy who supposedly knew a lot about sales.
Supposedly.
And he was a really good salesman. However, he made a lot of promises and did a lot of really interesting things.
So a snake oil salesman.
Kind of.
Not an integrity.
Kind of guy. And so what occurred was the business owner, my client, was about to lose his entire organization. It was $11 million at the time. And he was involved in all these lawsuits. And I really got him to understand that he's already selling. And I taught him how to sell into his organization. And then we moved that guy out. We had him hire some new attorneys that were more integrous and more aligned. And the really cool part about it is he actually sold the bigger company who is going to take him down into giving him his patent back.
I love that.
Yeah.
So tell me something you just brought up right now I want to address. And that is, tell me about, what do you mean that he's already selling? Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you mean because my background is in sales and psychology and influence. And, 2-year-olds sell their parents on giving them more candy or whatever. Maybe I give a million examples. But what do you mean for the people out there who go, oh, I hate selling. I completely relate with that guy.
Right?
I want to start my own business or have my own business and I hate the selling part of it. What do you mean by we're always selling or he's always selling?
So we always have to start with this, ourselves, right? If you don't know how to sell yourself or how you sell yourself on ideas, you actually won't know how to take that outside of yourself. So you're actually selling yourself on things or out of things moment in and moment out.
You're selling yourself on the fact that you're not good at sales.
Going into the movies. You want to go to a movie, don't. You're selling yourself on the fact that sales is sleazy and sales shouldn't be such. And you know, all of the great business owners from however far back you want to go really talk about sales in lots of different language sets. So we have to start with selling ourselves and loving the sales process, meaning I love when people sell me. Yeah. This is just
the art of the game, right?
Well, because it really just means that they know themselves and they're really saying yes to a higher purpose and vision.
I think a lot of it has to do with clarity as well. People don't have a lot of clarity on either where they want to go, or if they do, they don't know how to get there.
Yeah.
President and CEO of Energetic Solutions, Siobhan Moran, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. What is one of the best things you feel like you bring to the table when you're working with a client? If it's a business client, they have a business, they're struggling with XYZ problems, doesn't matter any of that. What do you feel like you bring to the table that's one of the most beneficial things for a business?
When I talk with a business owner or somebody who's starting out, I can see the map of where they need to go and how many detours are already in the map. So I really zone in on the one thing that is going to take people or that business or that idea into clarity and success and profit. So what can happen is freedom. And so as an entrepreneur, as far as I have ever worked with the thousands and thousands of entrepreneurs I work with, is everybody wants freedom, freedom from being told what to do the way other, the corporate people.
That's like the ends value. People say, I want more money, but you really just think that having more money will lead to more freedom.
People just, getting to the freedom point. So clarity is super, super clear.
Most
people are lacking clarity. They don't know how to get to the next step, and they don't know where they are completely quitting. So most people actually quit every day. in some way.
Give me an example.
So you want to, let's say 3 days later after you've decided that you're going to get up at 5:30 in the morning every single morning, then 3 days later you're like, I'm good.
I'll throw myself under the bus. I've done that before.
Right? And so it's really about quitting on that circumstance before it has yielded the result. So it's like 3 feet for gold, right? So you quit before it gets to the true, true end result. I call that being addicted to the chase. And more entrepreneurs or people who are in the startup phase are more addicted to the chase than actually getting the reward.
Kind of like a lot of the times that happens with dating. Sometimes people are more, you know, they enjoy chasing the girl than they do once they have her. They're like, now I've got it, on to the next. Yeah. And it's like they wanted it so bad and then they finally get it. And then they realize they don't really want it anymore because what they wanted was the chase.
Yeah.
And that happens in business, you're saying?
It happens in business a lot. It happens in business when you're going for a number or a goal. I have a client who was a really good real estate salesperson. She was making about six figures when we started. And she wanted to hit $1 million. Many years ago, she'd almost gotten there. She wanted to hit $1 million. I'm like, piece of cake, I can get you there. And I can actually get you more time off. And I can get you more focused and more time with your family and things streamlined.
By working smarter, not harder.
By working smarter, by working energetically, by having really simple rules and clarity. Rules that are like easily breakable, but are going to get to the end result. So we took her through this process of letting go of what wasn't working and addiction to the chase. And here's the really cool thing. The number she really only ever wanted to get to was 750,000. That was her actual benchmark.
So back to clarity.
Because what we discovered was the million was really just not what she wanted. 750 was exactly the lifestyle that she was going to get, the income she was going to get. Everything was going to work in her favor.
That meant more energetic alignment when she actually had clarity on what she really wanted. So go on. What are you going to add?
And so what for her occurred was a huge amount of revelation that she didn't have to be addicted to the chase for the million. She would get the number and use that number to her advantage.
And I love that because I feel like so many times people are addicted to arriving at the destination instead of recognizing that even when you get to the million, it's going to be what's next.
Yeah.
What's next? What's next?
Totally.
So
happened to me.
Kind of a cliche question, but I feel like it's really good because either A, something new comes up that somebody goes, oh, that's one that I haven't heard before. Or B, there's so much repetition that hopefully people go, wow, the one common pattern I've seen among successful people is they all start to say the same thing in different ways. So the question is, what do you feel like are three, and it could be more or less, but what do you feel like are three things every beginning entrepreneur needs to know on their journey?
Needs to know. Ooh, that's always the biggest question
needs
ever.
Needs to know, needs
it?
To be aware of, needs to be prepared for.
That every time that it feels uncomfortable, stick with it. You're just about close. Like the more uncomfortable it is, the more nervous you are, the closer you are.
That should be easy because, I mean, I feel like being an entrepreneur is relatively always uncomfortable if you're reaching for big goals.
Exactly. That's fun. Love discomfort. Really go for the discomfort.
So that's number one.
Understand that fear doesn't have to be your enemy, right? And
look at it as your friend. Because I've heard some people say, you know, look at fear as your friend or look at fear as, you know, it's there to protect you. It's there to, you know, keep you safe. So
I think fear is the greatest motivator that is an untapped resource in our brain. And we just haven't really harnessed those energetics and taken them to the next level and put them into our business. So actually, there's a technique to just harness that and bring that in.
I think just to add to that, I think one of the best ways I look at reframing fear is, instead of being afraid of the failure that can happen in regards to like, if I go for $1 million and I don't achieve it, reframe it and be more afraid of what will happen if you never did try to become your best self. You know, be afraid of the regrets, be afraid of what you would be wishing you did on your deathbed. Then instead sitting on your deathbed and being like, wow, you know, I'm so happy I didn't take those risks. I'm so happy. So it's reframing fear instead of I'm afraid of what's going to happen now. No, I'm afraid later in life that I will regret not taking these risks. And so it's using fear, but in a way to actually motivate you to take action and push through being uncomfortable because you're more afraid of what you could have missed out on and the risks and the regrets you could have.
Yeah. So just on that for another moment, I think the important thing is most people have the fear of being homeless.
And being homeless.
Yeah.
Like an unconscious fear? Like, because I haven't felt a lot of people express in those words.
Yeah, it's called the bag lady syndrome.
The bag lady syndrome.
Yeah. And so what occurs is often it works against most people whenever they're in that circumstance, and really use that to your advantage to be like, no, I am totally breaking free from that to that next level. But most people succumb to it and then keep themselves smaller. So that just in case, you know, just in case. So yes, for three. So I would say
one of them was love being uncomfortable.
Love being
uncomfortable.
The second
one was fear.
Is no bag lady syndrome.
No bag lady syndrome. And our third one?
And the third one is understand energy. So every time you're around somebody who you feel like is sucking the life force out of you, you've heard of these things of surround yourself with the most people that support you and encourage you. But there's an energetic dynamic that occurs that is going to propel and feed you forward.
Siobhan, pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks.
Thank you. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Career burnouts can affect anybody. Follow these short tips to help you stay focused at work and not flame out by the end of the year. I'm Pat O'Brien with the Business Rockstars Minute. Step one, change your work environment. If you can, try working from a different place. If the weather is nice, find a spot outside or spend the day working from a coffee shop or a library. Sometimes a simple change in scenery can be refreshing enough to help you recover from burnout. Step two, get an outside opinion. Sometimes you're too deep in your problems to be able to see a way out. An outside influence, whether it's a trusted friend, counselor, or family member, can be instrumental in helping you fashion a healthy plan to move forward. Step three, don't give up. The thing about battling burnout is that everybody is different. What worked for somebody else might not work for you. But the bottom line is to never give up. I'm Pat O'Brien, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off site-wide, including custom postcards, signs, invitations, posters, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by July 24th and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
You believe in capitalism, democracy, and the right to bear arms. Your fundamental beliefs are what define many aspects of your life, from what companies you support to who you vote for. So why is it that you're still sending your money every month to Big Mobile? With Patriot Mobile, you get a chance to make a change in our country. For every dollar you spend, Patriot Mobile donates a portion of it towards supporting your American rights. With Patriot Mobile, you have the opportunity to be a patriot every time you use your cell phone. Why are you waiting? With Patriot Mobile, the coverage is excellent and the customer service is U.S.-based. Right now, Patriot Mobile is offering Samsung Galaxy S5 phones for only a penny a month. To sign up for this deal, don't wait. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com. That's patriotmobile.com or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Same coverage and support as the other guys, which means you have nothing to lose by switching. Go to patriotmobile.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Now let's join Mark Lack at the CEO Roundtable.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. And this is our CEO Roundtable segment. So as always, I've got two rock star entrepreneurs joining us right now. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Michael Brandt. I'm the co-founder of Nutribox. At Nutribox, we make nootropics, which are cognitive supplements, things that you eat to enhance and improve your mental performance.
Very cool.
I'm Sean Canarum. I'm founder and partner at SidePorch. It's a consulting group working with executive teams to drive positive impact into global operations.
So, question out the gate, and I just kind of told you guys what it's going to be, and that is, well, you've been in business for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. If you could go back and have coffee, tea, lunch with your first year self in business, what's that one thing that you'd want to share with yourself looking back?
Yeah, for me, it's got to be patience. I think that you come out of the gate starting a company, you want to do everything. You have all these dreams and things that you want to do and things that make it meaningful. And you want to do it all at once, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a special order of operations. You need to do this and then that and then that, and then kind of bide your time. You don't want to bite off everything the first 6 months, even first 6 years of running a business, right? Like, Google's been around for a while, and you get the sense from the founders at Google that they're still kind of playing around with like these ideas that they had from before they even started Google when they were grad students, and they're still kind of tinkering and playing around. So you can't unpack the box, I think, too quickly. I think you have to be patient, do things in the right order of operation that makes sense, and get through to your dreams out.
I think that's fantastic advice. Mm-hmm. Sean's nodding his head in agreement over here, because I feel like as entrepreneurs, just people in general, we struggle with patience. I feel like technology makes things easier and faster, and it's almost conditioning us to have this like impatient kind of impulse of instant gratification. I want it now. I want it now. Yeah. That's why you look at millennials and Gen Z. We want it now.
Yeah. No, I think that's right. And I think adding to what you said, the patience and then also the proper sequencing is super important. Even though a year ago when I started the company, it was a year ago Saturday. Congrats. I'm not sure that I could have anticipated what the right sequence was, but being aware of that sequence, I think, is a really wise suggestion. For me, I'd add on to this to trust myself. It has been an extraordinary journey to just see how easy it is to lack faith or to have faith and trust really undermined at all times, and a lot of times just by myself. So if I had a chance to talk to myself, it's like, trust yourself. You don't know what's going to happen. It might not work out. But go for it. You think you got a good idea, trust yourself. And the more I've heard that message, I think the better I've been able to be to those, even just those around me.
And that's tough to do in your first year when you really don't have references.
It's always tough to do.
I think what you're doing is you're running a business and you're committing to it and you're doing partnerships and agreements and hiring people and building a brand and putting your name on the line. You're kind of signing your future self up for this work, right? Like, I can do a bunch of work today, but I'm not going to get it all done today. As I'm making these agreements, you know, shaking hands and planting these roots, I think that's maybe what can be scary when you're starting a business is you're like, oh, whoa, like, I'm really in this. Like, I can't just go away. Like, I'm committed and I'm here for the long run. And I think that you feel that in a very visceral way. That's like, as you're trying to add value today, you're realizing, oh, I'm adding value because people think I have integrity and they expect things from me 6 months, 6 years from now. And I got to stand and deliver. And I think that can be a scary thing for people. Having that self-trust, having that sense of integrity with yourself, with your people in your life, I think.
But it's also, you know, a life lesson there that it's a choice you're making to do this. And staying aware of that at all times is really important. And I like how you just said it, that I'm choosing to take on these responsibilities. And every time you make them, you know I'm locking myself in here. Right. But also it helps when things get hard. You're not the victim. Like, you chose this life. You know what it means to be an entrepreneur, or you're learning it really quickly. And that choice has always brought with it a lot of power in my mind. If, you know, I'm going to make this happen. I'm the one who chose that. And it's helped maintain that energy throughout this
last year. It's always a crazy thing to make the decision to be an entrepreneur, because you just never know what's going to be ahead. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, and this is our CEO roundtable. To give you a recap of the rock stars sitting at our table, who are you and what do you do?
I'm Michael. I'm co-founder of NutriBox.
I'm Sean Kinnear, founder and partner at Side Porch.
Let's talk about habits and rituals real fast. Mm-hmm. You know, it is a habit and a ritual of deciding where to choose your focus. As I was just mentioning, a habit of mine is choosing to wake up, spend the first hour on myself, and then the next 2 to 4 hours on the highest income and impact activities. So that's a habit. That's a ritual. But what is something that you do? A lot of people say exercise and health. So let's skip that one for the sake of repetition. What's a habit or a ritual that you do in your business that helps you be more successful?
Something that we do at NutriBox is we fast every week for 36 hours. So on Tuesday, if you're at NutriBox.
Everybody.
Yeah. Well, different people will have different specific regimens. One person will do it for 60 hours. There's different fasting regimens that you can do. Some people choose to do like a daily fast where they have one meal a day. We're extremely cognizant of what different levers can you pull. I know this is kind of diet and exercise touching, but the idea of...
But it's a different version.
Yeah, it's something that not a lot of people have necessarily done. And the reason I say 36-hour fast, that tends to be like the... kind of in general what the most people do, including
before
at our company.
Before you want to kill yourself.
Yeah. Like, it's there's different regimens you can do, but the weekly 36-hour fast on Tuesday. There's the BBC just came out and did a piece on fasting, featured us, and there's a ton of robust science about it. So, and it's not a thing that a lot of people have heard of, exercise or like eating healthy in general, and I would encourage people to look up fasting.
But fasting is different.
So why?
Yeah, why
do you do that? Why is that an important part of the regimen?
I guess there's two tiers. One is that it has phenomenal health benefits around longevity, around cognition. It promotes neurogenesis, increases insulin sensitivity. It's got these things that that are phenomenal for your health. And then the second is a little bit more just personal. It just feels very, very cleansing, very just kind of align. Like, I think a lot of times our habits and rituals around food are like, we're eating not because we're hungry, but because we're stressed or procrastinating or out of habit. And it's nice to take a day and like you have nothing to do besides work on Tuesdays. Like, you have nothing. Go drink some water, complain for a minute about being hungry, but then like get back to work, right? There's no snacking. There's no like, I got to do this. This is this very pure day. And I think that you get to the really heart of some of the questions about why you're doing what you're doing.
For me, you know, along with trying to stay healthy, it's family. And it's the same with my partner, Jaima, who it's focus on my two kids and on my wife. Because if it's not good at home, if I'm not being the father and the husband that I want to be, nothing else matters.
That's some powerful stuff, guys. I wish we had more time. I appreciate you guys for coming on the show.
Right on.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. This is our CEO Roundtable segment. We're here to connect a community of entrepreneurs. If you want, you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Oh. All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weathertight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
BizTalk Radio,